When I was on the board in 85, I was against the whole idea of tax abatement, where you allow people that's rich build a property in the community, and as a result, they pay less taxes than the building that they built. So those type of so-called incentives basically was welfare to the corporate developers. And they have used that and continue to exploit that, and aldermans or other people on the board, established politicians, they just go along with that because they get certain probably financial contribution for their campaign.
This is the rejoinder that I've been using as a devil's advocate question. So St. Louis isn't operating in a vacuum. There are other St. Louis County municipalities that have been pretty aggressive at luring companies to their area, like Chesterfield or Maryland Heights. So if we, as a city, pare down tax incentives, even for the Central Corridor, is the city going to lose those opportunities to the county?
Well, I'm a real estate broker. And the most important thing in real estate is location, location, location. The land that's in the St. Louis city is the best land comparable to those lands you just mentioned.
If location's a key part of real estate development, how would you as mayor go to these companies and say, this is a good location to put it in?
No, I'm not going to even do that. The people in the community should be the developers of the community. When you give people that's going to exploit the community, take advantage of the community, take tax dollars from the community, get tax abatement from the community, you should develop your own neighborhood. As mayor, I'm going to establish that type of arrangement. Every ward going to have an organization called the Community Church Development, Economic Development Group, and we're going to provide a professional assistance. You always can hire a developer to do the project, but you'll own it when it gets done as a community, and you'll market it to the people in the community.